Here is a pop song that has people talking.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care.
You might recognize it. It's called Royals, and singing there is Ella Yelich O'Connor. She's 17 years old from New Zealand, and she goes by the name Lord on stage. The song is a pretty sharp critique of the materialism and party culture that's glorified in many songs on the radio. So when it shot up the charts this fall, many people took notice. Among them, NPR's music critic and correspondent Ann Powers, who joins us. Welcome, Ann.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So you have said that this song might be a sign of a real sea change in pop music. What do you mean?
When Royals made its ascent to the top of the charts and stayed there for so long, to me, it seemed to indicate a possible binge fatigue. People might be tired of songs that are just about relentless partying and living the lux life. These are all things that Royals directly criticize. Now, some people say Lord is unfairly questioning hip-hop culture, which of course is about people aspiring to a wealth they may not always be able to achieve. But I hear a desire for an alternative to what pop has been presenting of late.
Well, you sent us some tracks that are similar in a way, and let's listen to a Sky Ferreira here, and I Blame Myself.
Is it because you know my name? Or is it because I saw my face on the cover? Either way, it's all the same. It's like talking to a friend who's trying to be a lover.
Now, why do you put the song in the same category?
Like Lord, she was groomed for a long time for a pop career, but Sky Ferreira has made this album, Nighttime, My Time, that is really oppositional to those values, I have to say. And the lyrics are all about, I'm claiming my own identity, I'm not going to be the pop star you wanted to be, I am standing apart.
Well, let's cue up one more song. This is Dance Apocalyptic from Janelle Monáe.
Janelle Monáe has been presenting an alternative to conventional pop music for a few years now, right in the middle of the mainstream. She's beloved by the music industry. Critics love her, too. And yet, her music is very much about imagining the world in a different way. This song incorporates a sample from a full-on party rap by a Memphis rapper named Juicy J that's about strippers in a club and throwing money at them, and turns it into a sarcastic critique of over-the-top partying that in itself is a song worthy of over-the-top partying. So for me, this is the greatest hat trick of all.
And before we go, let's cue up one more song. This is Thrift Shop from Macklemore.
I hit the party and they stop and that, whoa. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt.
Here's a guy, a white rapper from Seattle, totally steeped in hip-hop culture, and yet all of his many hits send this oppositional message. And the biggest hit of all, Thrift Shop, is about saying, no, I'm not going to buy a $50 t-shirt. I'm going to go to the Goodwill and come out looking better than you could ever look.
Is there some hypocrisy here? I mean, with a rich musician talking about the value of shopping at Goodwill. I mean, is this a sincere message?
Oh, definitely. Macklemore and Lord have dealt with that criticism. But to me, these dialogues, you know, between culture and counterculture, the dominant and the underground, are what really make pop music. And that's what I love about this music.
We've been chatting with NPR music critic and correspondent Ann Powers.
Incredible.
This is NPR News.